It's been a hard summer for baseball fans. Major League Baseball is set to come back soon, but fans won't be allowed in the stadiums because of the coronavirus. Minor League Baseball is totally out. But in some cities, amateur teams made up of adults are being invited to play in those big, empty stadiums. Melanie Peoples has more from Birmingham, Alabama.
There are 160 cities across the country that have minor league baseball teams. And for a lot of people who live in those cities, something has been missing this summer.
Tonight's game will feature the Yankees versus the Red Sox in the over 35 matchup.
The smell of the grass, blue sky, and the sound of a ball smacking against leather.
Ow, that hurt.
One of Jimmy Williams' teammates is throwing more heat than usual as they warm up on the field.
Yeah, a little bit, a little more than normal, what I'm used to. Either that or I'm catching it wrong.
At age 54, his glove might be off an inch or two, and he's lost a few steps. These boys of summer are definitely not boys anymore. But this isn't your company picnic softball game either. Jimmy Williams had a career in baseball. He played 18 years of minor league ball right out of high school. He's a hulking 6'6", and he's been on the Jumbotron before. But he's still excited about playing in this beautifully manicured stadium tonight. It's baseball, he says. Over in center field is Gary Broach. His teammates claim he's 72. Although he never made it to the majors, he's ready for his 5 minutes of fame.
You hear an interview with
me? I am, but you keep throwing. Okay. You're not 72, are you?
No, I'm 73.
Oh.
A lot of people, when they reach 70, tend to slow down, but not Broach.
I've always done it. I've been playing for years and years and years, and I've enjoyed it, and will enjoy it to the day I die.
He's still got that fire.
I never got away from it, so I'm not as good as I once was, but today I'm trying to be as good once as I was.
That love of the game, a love that surpasses even the love of a team, is what brings fans out.
The sound of the bat hitting the ball.
Fans like Vernon Brown.
That's what makes the game. The atmosphere, just the people, the crowd. And I like to see the kids hustle and get the foul balls. They be about to knock each other out.
Brown says he enjoys drinking a cold one, too. A couple hundred people have turned out tonight in a stadium that holds 8,500. So there's room to spread out. Michael Witten came here with his wife and twin boys.
We haven't been able to come to any sporting events in a long time, so we wanted to get out and do something fun and be outside.
Even if they have to wear masks and socially distance from others, being outside feels safe enough. And it's a tiny bit of normalcy in an otherwise very abnormal year, which is exactly why the Birmingham Barons general manager, Jonathan Nelson, thought it was a great idea to bring in amateur teams.
The feedback we get from so many folks, whether it be season ticket holders or individual supporters, is that, you know, they miss coming to Regents Field and all the bells and whistles and hot dogs and beers and Cokes and all those things that go along with it.
The games are free, but the popcorn and beer aren't. That helps with the cost of opening the stadium. But the main thing is fans won't get out of the habit of coming to the ballpark. They might not have their beloved Barons team here tonight, but at least it's baseball.
Let's play!
For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham.
Come on, Jimmy!